guys.
So we took last week off.
Well, we didn't really miss anything. So we didn't really have that much to talk about this week.
We really don't. So
that happens.
Like, Baron's not a king anymore. Like, that happened.
Oh, I need to tell you, my mom's been living with me. My dad passed away in March, and my mom's been living with me ever since my dad passed away. And so she sometimes watches Raw with me or SmackDown or whatever. She hates Alexa. Like, she hates her. Oh,
my
God. Her.
My mom, okay, going on to my mom watching wrestling, she saw Alexa, and she totally agrees that it's age play porn.
Well, my mom didn't say that, but she was watching.
Well, my mom said that.
She watches, she's been watching it, and like, she's like, oh, she's so silly, like, it's so stupid, like, it doesn't make any sense. And then, like, they were showing clips of, like, her match, the qualifying match they had for Money in the Bank, and she was like, wait a minute, she's like, she wrestles? I didn't think she did anything but sit on that swing and talk stupid.
Like, I love your mom.
I was like, okay, yes.
Guys, my mom is the non-Southern, a little bit trashier, a lot bit raunchier version of Jen's mom. And my mom was like, oh my God, is she like some kind of porn star or something? Huh. And I'm like, she's right. You're right though. And then my mom asked like, why? Okay. My mother, you know how my mother is.
Yeah.
Crazy. And she's like, she looks over, she goes, that one girl looks like a foot. And I'm like, who? And she goes, that one girl. And I'm like, what girl? And she's like, that one girl. I was like, oh, Shayna? She goes, yeah, she looks like a foot. I'm like,
you need to, like, record her talking about them. That'd be fun.
What else? She said that the Nikki Cross thing is like the stupidest thing ever.
But that was her idea.
I know, but my mom's like.
I was just saying, like, I was shocked that was Nikki's idea.
My mom was like, how old is this girl? I was like, she's like my age. My mom goes, and she's comfortable walking around looking like an idiot. I go, well, yeah.
That's a little weird. A little weird.
Okay.
I'm not a fan.
I guess.
What is it? She say almost superhero?
She's Nikki Ash.
Nikki Ash.
Almost superhero. That's so stupid. It's the stupidest fucking shit.
I was surprised she came up with it. I was really surprised. It's not a way to get pushed to the top, I don't think.
No. You just look like an idiot. And, like, the bad part is, like, and I start to wonder, Jen, like, you and I pretty much agree on all of this shit. Pretty much. For the most part.
Right.
And we don't watch it together, guys, so we form our opinions separately, and yet our opinions are pretty much the same. So we're going to preface it with that. It's not like we watch together and go, oh my God, and then like agree with each other.
Right.
I'm sure we would, but we watch separately, form our own opinion, and it's usually the same. Are we the only ones who think like this whole thing is stupid?
What thing?
Like, Nikki Ash and
Alexa, I don't think so.
Thing and well,
Alexa definitely not, because I know people who liked it in the beginning and don't like it now, so no,
yeah.
Did people say they liked it? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, everybody's like, oh my God, it's great.
No, it's not.
I'm like, no, it's not.
I mean, it has the idea itself has the potential to be okay, but it's not going over well. Like, she's not Hurricane. Like, it's not, I don't know.
Like, I just think it's not, I'm trying to think of the words here, because I don't want to be, like, outright, like, oh, it's so stupid. Like,
it's not relevant?
It's not relevant. It's not, like, I feel like.
It's not a new idea.
She doesn't get that she's the joke.
Right.
Like, it's not like, you know, it's like, oh, I'm not laughing at you, I'm laughing with you.
Right.
But, like, I feel like they're taken as I'm laughing at you. You know?
That makes right. sense. She's supposed to be comic relief, and she doesn't think that's what she is.
Yeah, like, she's taking it serious, and nobody else is. Like, maybe. I don't know. But then they, like, fucking ruin Shayna. I don't know what the fuck they did there. And then you got Nia being fucking Nia Jax. Now, what the fuck is this Reginald bullshit? Like, who the fuck is he? What the fuck does he do? Like, here's the thing, is like, they're trying to appeal to, like, casual fans. That magical casual fan that we've already said, like, doesn't exist. But right. They're trying to appeal to the masses. I watch every week, and I still don't know what the fuck Reginald does. What does he do? Who is he?
He's her boyfriend, right? Isn't he Nia's
boyfriend? I don't know. I mean, I guess. But, like...
And now Alexa's possessing him? I don't know.
Who are you? Where did you come from? Why are you here? Like, I watch every week, and I don't know. So, if, like, somebody, like, our moms watch it, they would be like, who the fuck's this guy? Like, who the fuck is he? Nobody knows. And it is just asinine. It's asinine at this point. If we all get it, you book Alexa to be like this fucking porn star swinging on her little swing all the time with her breathy voice. Yeah. But, and that's not the only problem though. Like, even with Charlotte and Rhea, who's the fucking face? And
yeah. Who's the heel? That was a debate on Twitter last night, too.
Nobody knows. Like, it started out as Rhea. And then at some point, Charlotte? And then, now I don't know. I mean, I'm still rooting for Rhea because no offense to Charlotte, but, like, I'm kind of sick of her shit at this point. Like, girl, we all know that they're going to just push you to have a number more than your dad, and that we all know that's what they're doing. Like, mm-hmm. This isn't like, it's not like we're sitting here like, wow, Charlotte's the underdog of the situation. No. Like, it's almost to the point now where they're always like, oh, we're out of ideas. Let's give Charlotte a title match.
Mm-hmm.
That's an idea. Like, I'm rooting for Rhea just because I'm sick of Charlotte shit. It has nothing to do with her. I think she's great. Like, personally, as a person, I think she's great. But she's written like shit. And so is Rhea. Rhea's written like shit as well.
She's very boxed in.
Yes. And then last night, they had Rhea, Mandy, and Dana versus, I'm sorry, that when I saw this team here, I thought was the people who got signed because their dads were in the business. The team of Tamina, Natalia, and Charlotte. And it was, the match was hot garbage. Garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was bad. And I don't know. It was bad. The only
why don't you talk about that strap match after this?
Oh, that's on the list. Oh, that, believe me. That and, like, there's two things on Raw that I liked. The rest of it was fucking terrible. Other than the two things. And I think you might agree with me on the two things.
Riddle and
RK-Bro.
Mm-hmm.
And the possible return of Kofi Mania.
Oh. Eh, I don't care about that.
See, I think this is the problem. Is I think they tried to pull Kofi Mania 2 too soon. Like, they should have waited until this week to start hinting at Kofi Mania 2 again. Because once that crowd gets in there, it's going to be insane. But now, like, they've muddied it. But anyway, I still think it's going to be a good match, though. Like, and that segment that Kofi and MVP did was really good, in my opinion.
I don't think there'll be much to it, to be honest with you.
I think Brock's going to come back, but...
Exactly, so... yeah, I don't think there's going to be much to the match. But
still, I thought the segment was good last night, so...
It was a good segment, but I'm just saying, I feel like they're going to screw Kofi.
Yeah. I mean, we all know they're going to screw Kofi.
Well, he's not going to win, but I'm just saying, I think it will be like just something to start off so then Brock could come in kind of thing.
Well, we all know that's going to happen. I'm just saying, as of last night, the only two things were that segment and RK-Bro. Hmm. Which I think we can, I think that is agreeable.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is hot garbage. Let's talk about the strap match, shall we? So let's start with, so they say there's going to be a strap match between Elias and the proud fuck Jackson Ryker.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, Jackson Ryker is a face.
Huh. Is he?
Yes, and in the words of Tatiana, choices. So he's sitting there, and they totally went the sexual route with this. He's whipping himself.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen Boardwalk Empire?
Yes.
Where the guy, the mafia guy, hits himself. Yeah. Not the mafia guy, the
I know who you're talking about.
Prohibition, yeah. The prohibition agent. Yeah.
Yeah. He like whips himself.
Yeah.
So, but then
the mafia guy chokes himself. I forgot.
He's like whipping himself. And I'm like, so is he like getting off on it? Like, is that where we're going with this? Like,
it made me think of.
He gets off on it. Like, okay. And then R-Truth runs over and I go, oh no. Like, this guy's a racist.
He's whipping things.
And he's got a leather strap. And literally the best part is, all I'm thinking is, oh no. And then I look on Twitter and everybody else is like, oh no. And everybody's like, what if he whips R-Truth? I'm like, oh God, he's going to whip R-Truth. So like R-Truth does his gimmick where, you know, he's stupid, basically. And the whole time R-Truth is going on, you know, him being stupid. Ryker is still whipping himself.
Hmm.
Sexually, I guess. I don't know. So then he runs off. So then Elias comes out. And I'm like, oh, there's Elias. I'm like, what? Like, and of course you can tell the crowd sounds. They manipulated it inside the Thunderdome.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ryker comes out and they manipulate the sounds where people are cheering. And the match...
It didn't last very long at all.
Honestly, it seemed like they both didn't know what they were doing. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. But Ryker won.
It's blah. Yeah, I kind of counted you. There was another bright spot to that show, and that was the Ricochet and Johnny Drip Drip match. It was pretty good.
I'm sorry, but anything with Johnny Drip Drip, I'm...
Oh, come on. It was a good match. You don't have to like the name.
I hate the whole gimmick.
Yeah, but still, it was a good match.
Like, yeah, the whole gimmick was just... It's a no for me. Plus, like, Ricochet, again, all I think about, and this is still the case, and maybe it's like PTSD from it, but all I see is him diddling his asshole.
That's true, but I'm talking about the match itself.
Like, I kind of have to watch like this when he's on TV because I'm like, PTSD. It's like with Riddle's dick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, anytime I look at him, all I see is that. And I'm like, what are the words to talk about that?
Mm-hmm.
But yet again, RK-Bro is carrying the show. And I don't know where Randy went. What happened? I don't know. But, sorry, I'm yawning. Randy wasn't on TV. And they had a battle royal because, you know, Randy's not on TV and he's not going to be, he wasn't on screen and he wasn't in the match that he was supposed to be in, the triple threat, or like the last chance triple threat for the Money in the Bank. And so
Riddle was going to wrestle for Riddle, him.
Yes, Riddle was the stand-in. Yes, Riddle was the stand-in and he won. So Riddle won, and instead of hitting his music, he wanted him to hit Randy's music, and then he pretended he was Randy.
He won? I thought he lost.
He won the first one, then lost Yeah. He won the first one to get into the match.
To get in the match. Yeah.
To get into the triple threat, and then he lost triple threat.
Right.
Yes. Because it came down to the last two was him and Damian Priest. Which, by the way, I want to see that match one-on-one eventually. They did really good. So, fast forward to the end of the night. We have AJ versus Riddle versus Drew McIntyre for that last spot. And if Riddle wins, Randall Keith Orton is in the Money in the Bank. Now you guys all know that we really like Drew on this show. But why the fuck did Drew win?
I don't know.
Like,
he didn't need that.
He didn't need it. Nobody wanted to see that. Like, why?
I was hoping AJ was not true. I wanted Riddle to win just because I wanted to be like, oh, look what I did for you, Randy, blah, blah, blah. But then if not, then I wanted
AJ
to win.
Yeah. Because those two would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, fuck's making sense, right? So Drew won. And I didn't see one person who was happy about it. I think everybody was like, it couldn't have been anybody else.
Uh-huh.
But okay. So Randy's not in Money in the Bank now. Neither is AJ. The only thing I can picture, and I really don't want this to happen, I hope I'm wrong, is Drew wins Money in the Bank. And then Brock beats Lashley. And it's Brock and Drew again.
Huh.
That's what I hope I'm wrong. I really do. Like, I hope I'm wrong. I hope that, I mean, if I had my way, I would want Riddle or Big E to win the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like something we haven't seen. You know?
That's true.
Like, it's something that we haven't seen. So I would rather something like that happen because, you know, we really haven't seen that. And especially with the rumors of Big E moving to Raw and the shakeup, it would be nice to see. I mean, there's so many ways you could do that if Big E were to win Money in the Bank and then move to Raw with it.
Every time you say that, I think you're saying Big E.
Big E.
Yeah.
Big E. Anyway, I think there's a lot of things you could do with that. I mean, you could put him back with the New Day, and then he goes against Lashley. You could put him back with the New Day, and then there's tension between him and Kofi. Because of the belt, you could have Brock versus Big E. You can have Like, there's so many things you could do here.
They won't do any of them.
They won't. Because they'll probably just give it to Drew. Also, we could have Riddle versus Brock.
Mm-hmm.
That's a match everybody wants.
It's true.
So, I mean, yeah. There's like, there's so many things you could do there. So, but no, I feel like they're going to do the easy way out and they're going to do it fucking Drew or something. And anyway.
Yep.
Nobody would care. Anyway. Baron lost his crown. I still think Baron should be in Money in the Bank.
Doubtful.
I know. Don't remind me. Anyway, so NXT, there were some releases.
I know, they got rid of Dango.
And Breezy. Oh my god. Some of these didn't make any sense. Because they were all about wanting to push 205 Live.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was something that was brought up a lot, was Hunter and Sean wanted to push 205 Live. But they got rid of pretty much half of 205 Live. So, anyway, they released Fandango, Tyler Breeze, Killian Dane, Austin Gray, Aria Davari, Tony Nese, The Bollywood Boys, Marina Shafir, Arturo Ruiz, Kurt Stallion, and Ever Rice, which Ever Rice, they were literally giving a YouTube channel to. Like, that's they were weird. Literally giving them, like, they were on NXT last week.
Wow.
Oh, so, don't ask why. But, you know, it is weird. It is weird. I don't know why. I mean, I do. I know what they're trying to do. Trying to cut, you know, budget cuts, whatever. I don't agree with it, and I don't believe it, but okay, budget cuts. So, Tyler Breeze has already said he doesn't know if he's going to wrestle ever again.
Aw.
Because he wants to, like, do streaming and do all that shit and kind of work with Sean Spears at the wrestling school and, you know.
Huh.
But I hope these other guys find somewhere. They were actually saying they were surprised that Marina Shafir was released because they really thought that she was going to be the mystery member of the Diamond Mine. Mine. Don't know why I can't talk today. But one of the other people who were released was a brand new writer that they hired. And I was excited about it because I was like, oh my god, it is an African-American woman of color. Oh my god, this is exciting. Like, this is exciting. I was pretty excited about it. I was like, oh my god, she's like a magical unicorn in that room. That's great. And then, and people are going to hate me for this, she opened her mouth. And do you want me to say the quote? Because it actually kind of made me mad.
Sure.
So she gets hired. And then she goes on a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked her, hey, well, do you have any knowledge of wrestling since you just got hired with the WWE? And she's like, well, no, I don't. And she was talking about how, hold on, let me get the exact quote here. So she, the quote she was given was like, yeah, I was just hired by the WWE, given that things, the things about me, surprising, it was surprising for me. Hold on. So she said, I have a film, background in film production and comedy writing. And they were like, oh my God, perfect. Come on in. So she was working on the Raw team. And she said, so I'm on Monday Night Raw. So there's Monday Night Raw and Friday Night SmackDown. And the people I know that are on it are Bobby. Well, his name is either Bobby Ashley or Bobby Lashley. And I really should know that. And he's like a giant black guy. And he and the people who are like part of his crew, I know that they like call themselves, or like last year they called themselves the Hurt Business. And they wear suits and they're like, we're cool.
What the heck?
And then they showed her a picture of Performance Center coach and former tag team champion, Scotty Too Hotty.
Oh, gosh.
And she said, well, I've never heard of him. And then she commented how she would feel very bad if she was beat up by somebody who looked like the Scotty Too Hotty.
Oh, good Lord. Who does she do this interview with?
And some random podcast. And then she's like, I'm so excited to start my wrestling job. Maybe somebody will finally tell me what a heel, and it's H-E-A-L, is. I don't know. So she's
gone.
Fired now. Because
she opened her mouth.
She opened her goddamn mouth. Like, she opened her mouth. And, like, we all know that they aren't hiring wrestling writers or wrestling bookers. We all know that. We all get that. But for her to, like, go out on a podcast and just be like, oh my God, guys, I don't know anything. Ha ha ha.
Not smart.
Not very smart. Like, Jen, would your job fire you if you went on like some pharmacy podcast and was like, hey guys, I don't know like what the number one drug is?
I don't think they would fire me, but I mean, but my job is not a social, a media job. Like, this is a media job. Like, your product, like, is literally.
Basically, if you went somewhere and talked about how you're incompetent.
Like, oh, I don't know what the laws are. Like, oh. Like,
what laws? What laws? They'd be like, ma'am, please don't show up for work until you know what the laws are.
Oh my gosh.
I really just cheated on the test. But yeah, like, literally, you're basically going out there and just being like, yeah, I don't even know the people I'm supposed to be writing for. Like, if you don't know who the champion who is supposedly the number one guy on the show you're writing for, let alone people like Bray Wyatt and Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods and Randy Orton, this is the number one guy, and you don't know his name, you don't know, you know nothing about him.
You obviously don't know he's the champion.
You obviously don't know he's like a big fucking deal at this point. Like, so, like, that right there. And people were like, now I'm really sad she won't ever have the chance to learn. And I'm like, okay, first off, I don't care that she doesn't know. Do I agree with that tactic? Not at all. But I don't care. If they want to hire comedy writers and shit like that, fine. Fine. Do it. Do I agree with it? Not really. But are they going to do it anyway? Of course. But like, to go out there and really, like, instead of saying like, And she could, I mean, shit, she couldn't have gone on there and be like, oh yeah, I'm learning about this stuff. But she took it as
or, you know you're going on a wrestling podcast. Maybe you should research just a tad. Or have, like, some references pulled up or something.
Or, like, even, and here's the other thing, is, like, and I don't even think the show was a wrestling podcast. I don't think it was a wrestling one. I think it was just...
Well, if you know you're going to be talking about your job. And
that's exactly. Job. And also, like, this is my other thing, is, like, I used to work with makeup. What would I do when I was at home and I didn't know something? Yeah, you look it up. You do some research. You know, you learn. Like, So part of me thinks that she wouldn't have worked out anyway.
Probably not.
It's like, I don't think she understands it, but people were up in arms.
That they fired her?
Yes. Oh. They were up in arms because, damn it, it's just not fair.
That's your job. Like, maybe don't go on a podcast where you're going to talk about your job if you don't know anything about your job yet. Like,
Now, the one thing that I don't agree with is there is some wrestling fans, and it's the IWC, so we all know they're fucking weirdos out there. There's some fans in the IWC who have sent her, like, very mean, like, emails through her business. Like, you know, she has, like, a business email? Mm-hmm. They sent her, like, just really mean fucking emails. And that's uncalled for.
Right.
Like, she already got fired. Like, let it fucking go. But
it's not that serious.
It's not that serious. It's really not. And I think, like, part of it is that she is a woman of color. That, because you know how they are. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, girl, we were rooting for you. We were all rooting for you.
Oh, man.
I know. So, she's gone as well. And part of me is really starting to wonder if these releases are going to be like a monthly thing. Might I hope be. Not. Like, who's going to be left? Ain't nobody going to be left. Anyway. So, SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
SmackDown is a really good show, but I feel like, in a way, I mean, it's better than Raw.
Right.
100% better than Raw. And NXT is better than SmackDown. So there's the hierarchy right there if you want that. But I think for me, like, Edge coming back is huge.
Right.
It's huge. I think, I don't think he's going to beat Roman, but Edge coming back is huge. The rumor and innuendo of it all is that it's going to be Roman and John Cena at SummerSlam and Edge versus Seth Rollins, which is a dream match. It's a match that people have wanted for a very long time. And it's new. So if that's the plan, I'm okay with that. Like, I'm okay with those matches. But at the same time, I really wish that the Superstar Shakeup, or whatever the fuck it's called, whatever they're calling it this time, the WWE Draft, the Shakeup, the whatever, I wish that was before SummerSlam. Just so it kind of changed things up. You know? But I guess after is going to have to work, because you can kind of tell, I think Baron's going to go to Raw.
See, do you really want that to happen before SummerSlam? Because then you're not going to get to see
Baron.
Baron.
True. Very true. We do get to see Baron. I'm very excited about that. Unless they change his music, and then I'm going to be really pissed. Don't you dare. Anyway. We are going to see Baron at SmackDown. I'm so excited, Jen. We're going to see Baron. I know. Guys, I'm very excited about this. I just want to go out into the world and see a goddamn wrestling show.
And be around people.
Ugh, that's the part I hate. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but come on.
Like, it's so funny because everybody I talk to is like, oh my God, it's so nice to finally be around people again. And I'm like, no offense to people, but I fucking hate people.
I hate people too, but.
Like, Jen, you're maybe in the, okay, so I hate like 99.1% of people. And Jen, you are in the very small minority that I don't hate.
I'm not a big fan of people either, but after a while, you're like, just get to go out and like have some sort of camaraderie. Like, oh, I've been waiting for forever to come to see wrestling. Like, that'll be a good feeling. You don't think it will, but it will.
If you say so. Really, if there was a way where it could just be Jen and I, the only ones at the show, then like, I would do it. But obviously, that can't happen.
No,
that cannot happen at all. So, I guess congratulations are in order for Seth and Becky.
So it was a very odd way to pronounce your wedding.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to hell for this, but I'm just going to say it. Is it bad that I said, well, at least he got one of them to stick?
Oh, gosh.
That's true. He's
probably had a the lot baby.
He's had a lot of fiancés.
It was probably the baby.
Well, that don't mean shit.
Maybe to Becky it does.
So, are we thinking this is going to work, or...
Probably not.
Yeah. Glad we're on the same page on that one. Literally, I was like, oh. And, like, here's the thing is I want Becky to be happy. I really do. And, like, I want that baby to be happy because, you know, it's a baby. But, like, I don't trust Seth whatsoever. Like, at all.
Who does?
Becky. That's about it. So, like, I guess congratulations. Best of luck. We're really bad people.
Maybe we'll be fine.
Anyway. There you go. So congratulations to them. It looks like they're like in Hawaii getting married, so you know, that's fun.
Lucky.
We just want to go to Hawaii and drink. We don't want to go to anybody.
That'd be nice.
Let me just go drink. Yeah. I think that's all we need to do is just go drink and have a good time in Hawaii. We'll do the show from there. We'll just be like, yeah, we're totally in Hawaii right now.
I wish.
So, Samoa Joe, I guess, is doing good things for NXT. But we love Samoa Joe.
He's scouting now for WWE, too.
He's scouting for the WWE. He's making NXT fun. Like, NXT's on right now, and I'm just seeing little snippets here and there, but, like, I mean, Samoa Joe, guys. We love Samoa Joe. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. I just don't know. It seems like they're going to move up few people on NXT, but like apparently Killer Cross was on main event. And like,
it's Killer Cross and somebody else, wasn't it?
I don't even know, but like, I didn't watch it, and people were saying it was bad.
Really?
Because like, Scarlett wasn't with him.
Hmm.
So like, the entrance, she's not in the entrance.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody was like, so you're telling me he's just the entrance?
Huh.
Well then, we'll see how that turns out. I don't have a good feeling about it, but I really don't have a good feeling about it, let's be real. So anyway, in better news, well, not really better news, and totally not wrestling related, but Pride Month is almost over.
Huh.
Which is sad. We love Pride Month. RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars 6 started. Life was great.
Oh yeah, I didn't get to watch it.
I know. My mom watched it before you. I'd explain half the shit, but she was like, oh. I'll tell you right now, you know who stepped their game up? And people, if you are here for our wrestling stuff, sorry, but we're going to talk about Drag Race a little bit. You know who stepped their shit up?
Who?
Pandora Box.
Really? Third time's a charm, huh?
Third time's a charm! Let me tell you, the dress she had on, she looked like Elsa.
Huh.
Yes. Like, she looked gorgeous.
Interesting.
So, I don't know. I'm kind of rooting for Pandora Box.
Wow.
I know. And Jiggly Caliente was on there. Jiggly's new name's Bianca. Because, you know, Jiggly is trans.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not going to say what happened, but she looks gorgeous. She got her teeth fixed.
Oh.
She did. And Sonique is on. Sonique is also trans now. So there's now two trans women on Drag Race. This is big. Because you know how Rue was before.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, like, that's exciting. But I don't know. I kind of think it's going to be Ginger.
I like Ginger.
Okay, so I'm going to read the names off, and you can tell me who you think is going to win. Obviously not seeing the episode yet, but so Akiria Davenport, Eureka, okay. Ginger Minj, Jan, Sonique, Pandora Box, Raja O'Hara, Scarlet Envy, Silky Not Meg Ganache, Trinity K. Bonet, Yara Sophia, which I hate Yara Sophia.
Really?
Jiggly Kelly, I hate Yara.
Why?
I've never liked Yara. Ever. I just annoying. Just fucking annoying. Jiggly and Serena Chacha, which I hate Serena Chacha too.
I don't like Serena Chacha.
Yeah. You know what really got me was like Serena Chacha on season 4 when she was like, she was on season 4. No, 5. 5. Yes. When she was like, oh, Jade, she's like, I'm 21 years old and I got in the first time I tried for Drag Race. And you know that means something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ugh. Anyway, who do you think's going to win?
Ginger's a good one. I think Rue put up with Silky for a long time.
Yeah.
So Silky might be a choice. I like Scarlet. But I don't know. I don't know how necessarily how Rue feels about Scarlett. I think Ginger's a safe choice. It won't be Trinity. It won't be Jiggly. It won't be...
Well, yeah.
It won't be... you said Akiria Davenport?
Akiria Davenport.
No, won't be her.
Okay. Here's my 4 outcomes I can see. Ginger wins, which that is kind of a safe choice.
Mm-hmm.
They give it to Eureka, and there is a fucking outcry.
Eureka, Rue likes Eureka too.
But there would be a huge fucking outcry if it's Eureka.
Mm.
You know people would be pissed. mm-hmm. if it's Eureka. They give it to Pandora Box because the third time's a charm.
Mm-hmm.
Or they buck the trend and they give it to Jan.
Ugh. I don't like it.
Know, but like, I have a fucking feeling and I don't like it.
I don't like Jan.
My best case scenarios is they give it to Ginger. I don't know why I just said Jiggly. No, obviously. I love Jiggly, but no. Ginger or Pandora would be the ones I'd be like, yeah. They could give it to Silky. I don't know how big that would go over.
Let's just have Raven on. Just give it to Raven.
I say we give it to Alaska again.
No, let's give it to Raven. Yes.
Alaska again. Because we all know Alaska was like, Alaska's the shit. We all know. Trixie, let's give it. We'll give it to two people and give it to Trixie. What's
wrong with Raven?
No.
You don't like Raven?
Katya.
Yeah, Katya's okay.
Katya.
I would be okay with that.
I'd be okay with Katya.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think Katya would do it again.
But I still want Raven to get one. I love Raven. Or Juju.
Juju would be good.
Mm-hmm.
Not Shangela.
No.
Not Shangela. See, here's my thing is like all the ones I like really like have already won something. Like Sharon, won. Trixie, won. Bianca, won. Alaska, won. Chad, won.
Tatiana.
See, the only one that I'm like really, like I really, really like who hasn't won anything is Katya. And Ginger. I love Ginger.
We shall see.
True. Okay, so you know what I watched? Because I have Paramount Plus now and they have all of the seasons.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the one episode where they did John Waters, the John Waters musical.
Mm-hmm.
And Trixie and Ginger did Eggs, and I forgot how good that was. God, I freaking loved that. But yeah,
what all is on Paramount Plus?
Huh?
What all is on Paramount Plus?
So you know that show Younger that I really like?
Mm-hmm.
That whole series is on there. All of RuPaul's Drag Race is on there. All of All Stars is on there.
Huh.
See, and we're not sponsored. I wish. But seasons 1 through 6 of all of that.
Huh.
And then, like, anything you get on, like, MTV, CBS, like, anything like that.
Huh.
What else do they have on there? Okay, this is going to sound, yeah, y'all are going to think I'm immature, but whatever. iCarly, the new one, is actually pretty good. And she said bitch on it already. So I'm like, okay.
Huh.
It's actually pretty good. Not going to lie. But, yeah, I got it originally because...
Comedy Central, BET, CBS, Nickelodeon, MTV, and the Smithsonian Channel, whatever that is.
I'm a nerd for the Smithsonian Channel, so stop. Girl, those documentaries. I'm a total nerd for the Smithsonian Channel. I totally am. But yeah, I like, what else do they have on there? Like the MTV ones, they have all of the seasons of like, The Real World, like all the old ones.
Huh.
Like, and it's funny because I turned on a random one the other day and I was like, this looks so old.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, are we that old?
Yep.
Yeah, we are. We are that old. But yeah, Paramount Plus has, I mainly got it because season 6 of Drag Race, they're going to air it first on there.
Oh.
And then air it later.
Huh.
Which people are kind of upset about. But I'm like, I don't
know. That.
And then they said they did the same thing with the final season of Younger, too. They did the entire final season. So the whole season has already aired. Like, I've seen the whole last season. And they're not going to show it on TV until October.
Oh.
So, you know. I love that show, too, so we had to watch it. We had to watch that. Plus, I just watch old shows on there. What did I watch that one time? And I was like, oh, that's good. There's actually a show that they said is really good, but I haven't started watching it. It's Why Women Kill.
Huh.
I haven't watched it yet, but I've heard it's really good. But yeah, so that's exciting. Yeah, the second I heard All Star 6 was on there, I was like, well, guess we're getting that. So I ended up watching 2, 3, 4, and 5 again.
That's the best ones anyway.
Yeah. I'll tell you right now, there's some things watching like the old seasons again that I was like, really? Yeah, it was just good. It's just good. And I still like Alaska Talk, so you know. I love Alaska.
That's Talk. A good choice.
What?
Alaska Talks. What's her?
Roxy? Crap. Detox?
Yes, Roxy. Roxy. She'd
Roxy's be a good one. Detox would be a good one too.
Uh-huh.
I like Detox more than Roxy, so.
Yeah.
But I watched that one when they did the reading challenge. When Katya was like, Roxy, I think of you every day when I'm standing at the bus stop. I was just like, oh, I forgot about that.
Terrible.
I laughed way too hard, though. I was like, I'm going to hell. Anyway, guys, watch RuPaul's Drag Race. We have a problem. Like, we just, like...
Start at the beginning. Not season one, though. Season two.
Yeah, don't watch season one. Season one sucked. Wait, what was the season that Tyra Sanchez won? Don't watch that, because Tyra's a...
That was 3.
Fuck Tyra. She shouldn't have won it. She shouldn't have. Because she's a
psychopath. No. 3. No. She was 2. Was she 2?
I was going to say 2.
3 was Raja.
3 so, was yeah. Raja.
It was Tyra, because Tyra beat Raven. So 2.
Yeah. So I think they should just give it to Raven.
But season 2 is really good, though. So watch season 2.
But here's my thought process. Because now Tyra, like, she threatened to kill RuPaul and all of the other queens and everything. I say, like, we should disqualify Tyra and give it.
Yes. Raven. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Because
I don't even know if I can name everybody. Okay.
Here.
Can you name them?
Season 1. Who won season 1?
The girl from Africa.
Oh, Bibi Zahara Benet.
Bibi Zahara Benet.
Yep.
Tyra.
And then Tyra.
Raja.
Season 3 was Raja. Season 4 was Sharon.
Sharon.
Season 5. So it was Alaska. Jinx.
Jinx, yeah.
I love Jinx. Stop. Jinx is awesome. Season 6, Bianca.
Uh-huh.
Season 7.
They're running together.
They are. And here's the bad thing is No, it was Violet Chachki 7. Violet Chachki was 7, right?
Possibly. If you name me a cast member for each season, then I'll remember who won.
Yes, because 8 was Bob. It went Bianca, Violet, Bob. Okay, season 9. Peppermint was on season 9, right? And it, oh, that was, yeah, because that was Miss Cracker season, right? Season 9.
Oh, yeah.
So that was Sasha Velour? Sasha Velour?
I think so. Yeah, because all those New York girls were on there. Yeah, I think so.
Yes, because it was the season of the New York girls. Miss Cracker wasn't on 9. She was on 10 with Derek Barry. Right?
What? No. I don't think so.
Because wasn't Akira on season 10?
I don't think Miss Cracker and Derek Barry were on the same season. They were in All Stars together, weren't they?
I have to look now.
Miss Cracker, we could give it to Miss Cracker.
I love Miss Cracker. She should have won All Stars 5. Let's be real. Cameron Michaels was on 10. I know that.
Cameron Michaels was with Sasha. Was that Sasha?
No.
No.
Now, see, This is
Cameron Michaels was the same year as the Asia O'Hara with the butterflies. Yes. Cameron Asia.
Eureka was on 9 and 10. I know Cameron, that.
Asia. Who was the other one? The other one's the one that won. Cameron Asia.
So wait, no. Does that mean I think we have Derek Barry and Miss Cracker mixed up now?
They weren't on the same season. They were on All Stars.
Derek Barry was on 9. Derek Barry was on 9. Cracker was on 10. Because Cracker and Cameron were on the same season. Because Cameron did China in the Snatch Game.
You know what? This will be a lot easier. We just Google the winners list.
We're trying to do this without the list, but
Well, I'm not. Okay, season 1, BB, season 2, Tyra, season 3, Raja, season 4, Sharon, season 5, Jinx, season 6, Bianca, season 7, Violet, season 8, Bob, season 9 was Sasha.
So we were, yeah.
Season 10 was Aquaria. Season 11 was, hold on, 11 was Evie Oddly,
and 12 was Jada Essence Hall.
Yeah.
What season was Miss Cracker on then?
Huh?
Was Cracker on 9 or 10?
I don't know.
I'm going to look it up. 10. Cracker was on 10. Derek Barry was on 9. Yes, that is right. Because Derek Barry did Britney on the Snatch Game and Miss Cracker was on with Cameron when Cameron did China. So yes, that was right. Yes. Because everybody wanted to fuck Cameron, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Including Eureka. So yes. It's those last seasons where it gets real confusing. Like for me, once it hit about season 9, it got kind of like, I'm confused. But yeah, I still think, yes, Tyra should be decrowned and they should give it to Raven. Agree? Agree. That way, then Miss Cracker would have to win something and Katya would have to win something.
I can see that.
Yeah. Katya almost won. Almost. Why am I looking at fucking... Oh, okay, no wonder. They have a list on here that has Drag Race, like every Drag Race winner, and then it goes into Dragula winners, and I'm like, wait a minute, what? Which, by the way, Dragula, I still think season 2 got it wrong.
I feel like we've come to the end of this wrestling podcast.
Well, it's the end of Pride Month. We have to celebrate. We have to celebrate. Also, guys, I don't know if you can find it on the Vice app or anything like that, but the China documentary, which does have to do with drag, because Cameron Michaels was China on Drag Race. Which I'm going to go watch that episode next. But the China documentary, my God.
Oh, yes, I'm going to watch that. I forgot you told me to watch that.
Girl, like, at the end, I fucking cried. Because, like, this poor woman, like, everybody was fucking using her. Everybody.
Really?
Yeah, and the manager guy who, like, has her ashes sells fucking photo ops with them.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Can you believe that shit?
That's disgusting.
That's disgusting. So, definitely watch that, but be prepared because you might have a good cry over it.
Well, I'll try to remember to watch it this week.
Definitely watch it. Now, one last thing I just thought about. Sasha Banks, people are trying to cancel Sasha Banks.
I saw that, but I didn't read why.
Because she's anti-vax.
Oh, okay.
So, like, people are all, like,
anti-COVID vaccine or anti-vax? Yes.
Like, she's, like, one of those COVID deniers.
Basically. Oh, okay.
So she's a COVID denier, apparently, and all that. So here's my theory, because people are all up in arms about it. So this is how I feel. And if you don't like it, okay, whatever. Because also, I have my vaccine. So, you know, we're both vaccinated fully. Mm-hmm. And yeah. So my theory is, if she's a denier, let her get sick. Let it happen. Point. If she gets sick and dies, then it's her own fucking fault. But, like, for me, it's, I just don't understand. Like, people have to really look for this shit, because she was like, it was in her likes on Instagram. So you really have to fucking dig to see people's likes on Instagram, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not just something that you, like, stumble upon. These people really had to fucking dig. So, like, one, you really had that much time, like, to really do this. Like, you had that much time. So, yeah. I don't know. I mean, people are going to try to cancel her. She really hasn't said anything about it. But, like, I'm sorry. I'm going to be that bitch who's like, if she gets sick and dies, who cares? Because that's her own fucking fault. Right?
True.
It's her own fucking fault. She's ignorant. That's her problem. And you can't change that. Let it happen, guys. Let her get sick. You know?
It's true.
Sad as it is. Most WWE could do is not book her and keep her off the road, which, is she even on TV right now?
I don't think so.
So there you go. There you fucking go, guys. So, yeah. I mean, if you want to... Yeah, I don't know. Just, I don't see the point in being like, she's canceled! I mean, I do, but... I don't, but okay. Like, okay then. I guess that's how you want to do it. All right, cool, whatever. But anyway, guys, I think we're done for today.
Yes.
Because we talked about Drag Race, and that was exciting. Also, Free Britney.
Yes. I ordered myself a Free Britney tank top.
Really? Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to get one too. Etsy. Girl, I think I might go get a Britney Spears shirt at Old Navy, because they had them on sale for $10.
Oh.
And they're cute. They're the Hit Me Baby One More Time ones. Uh-huh. We're going to be old school, guys. We're going to be old school. And I'm going to wear my Golden Girls shirt when Jen's here. We'll wear our Golden Girls shirt.
I'm going to try to see if I could find a picture and show you.
That's exciting.
Wasn't that like there?
Fucking Free Britney, guys. I swear, if like they don't let her out of that thing, I don't fucking know. Like, it's the patriarchy, basically. And if you know anything about this show, what is the one thing we don't like, Jen?
You don't like the patriarchy whatsoever.
We don't do the patriarchy.
There it is. I think it's cute.
Let me see. Oh, it's cute.
Mm-hmm.
That is adorable. Yeah, I think I might go get this Britney shirt at Old Navy, because it's $9.97 now.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's even cheaper. We're gonna go to Old Navy. Get a free Britney Spears shirt, because Free Britney, bitches. Let me tell you. After I read her, like, I heard and read her testimony, guess what song I heard on my fucking Spotify?
What?
Stronger. And I was like, oh, God. Like, oh, God, let that woman go.
It's crazy.
It is. Like, what the fuck, guys? They need to just let her go. Let her go do her thing. But no. Anyway, so Free Britney. That might be our exit from every episode. We'll just be like, Free Britney. Free Britney. Hey, Christina Aguilera said Free Britney.
Hey.
Justin Timberlake did too, but everybody told him to shut him. Up. Oh, also, the one thing we haven't talked about, but we have to talk about it. What? Back sync. Back sync, Jen.
Mm-hmm.
If it happens,
we should go.
We should go because AJ's still really hot. Right? Like, mm-hmm. Lance is cool. And they were singing the other day, and I was just really excited. So I hope it's a thing. And I love Joey Fatone. So.
I do, too. I love them all.
Plus, that was like a good compromise, because I love Backstreet Boys and wasn't big on NSYNC, and she's the other way around.
Huh. True.
So, like, it's a great compromise. Plus, I think next year, Jen, I might fly you out here to see Backstreet Boys in September of next year. Because okay, we could get drunk and go to the Backstreet Boys concert.
That'd be fun.
And sing as loud as we want. Because guess what? Everybody else there is going to be a drunk soccer mom.
That's true. So
we won't be the only ones. It'll be a good time. Anyway, guys, we're going to go. I'm going to go watch more Drag Race.
We should go see Christina Aguilera, too, if she goes.
We should. Gaga.
Yeah.
Girl, if Britney goes back on tour.
Yeah, she won't, not for a while.
Well, when that day comes, we will be there.
Yes.
We'll go twice. We'll go twice.
She might not ever go again. This may have put her off from ever doing it ever again.
Once in Atlanta, once in Phoenix. God damn it, I have to see Britney. Huh. But Back sync would be a very good second. And if Justin were to show up, we could boo him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one last thing. So physical therapy. I had physical therapy the day all the shit went down. Mm-hmm. And I said, here's my idea. So we're going to get like a joint tour, right? And Justin Timberlake, no, he's not invited. And Brian from Backstreet Boys, not invited because he's a QAnoner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guess who replaces them?
Who?
Brittany and Christina. And if Brittany says no, Jessica Simpson. Because God damn it, Jessica Simpson was burned by Justin Timberlake too.
It's true.
Yeah. She'll get her revenge.
We could have like, I don't know, Mark Wahlberg or something.
Mark Wahlberg's not a good person either.
He's nice to look at, though.
You know who you could get?
Who?
Oh, my God. You can get the one. What is that one band? They were on Making the Band. O-Town.
Oh, God.
O-Town.
No.
No. Mandy Moore. Because that Candy song is definitely about sex. It is. Look at Mandy Moore. Or we'll just get AJ to stand in for Justin. And go. Then like Chris can stand in for Brian or Joey. And go. Then Christina and Brittany can come too.
There you go.
I like this idea. This is the best idea ever. And then like Lady Gaga could go with them too. Because we love Lady Gaga. Anyway, so happy Pride Month for the last couple days of Pride Month. Free Britney. Baron Corbin is always going to be the king in our hearts.
Yes.
Whoever the fuck Happy Corbin is, we don't know. We don't know him.
I don't know if I want to know him.
I don't know him. What else was I going to say? Oh, Kofi Mania 72 is happening. And I hope the Iconics get hired by somebody.
Me too.
There you go. But like, oh no. I was going to say, couldn't like, I don't know if Billy's husband is a U.S. citizen. I don't know. I don't know. So anyway, guys, we're going to go. But next week, hopefully there's something else to talk about.
Hopefully.
And if not, we'll just talk about the songs we're going to sing in the car on the way to SmackDown. Because I heard Africa on the radio like 3 times. And I was like, oh my God.
It doesn't have the same meaning anymore.
It does. He's not dead. He's just Mojo now. He's not dead. He's just Mojo. Yeah. And like Bray, I mean, maybe he'll be back. I don't know.
Maybe.
Or he'll disappear. I don't know. Anyway, guys, we're going to go watch some Drag Race. But until next week. Bye.
Bye.